Welcome to podcast number two today. This is Lance Healy, a co-founder, chief innovation officer at Banyan Technology, and my compatriot, Will.
Yep, Will Azzaro, VP, SVP of software development.
All right, here at Banyan Technology, where every day is a holiday and every meal's a feast. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about the ELD mandates. They're coming, going into effect live December 18th, so it's timely, and I think it's a good topic to just kind of banter about a little
bit. Yeah, so it's coming up in December. What does exactly ELD stand for, and what are the dates?
Electronic logging device. So it's an actual hardware device that's in the truck itself. It's essentially going to track engine hours, location, speed, on a very basic level. A lot of the devices are also queued up to track and do a lot more. They're enhanced. A lot of different manufacturers, different technology providers for it. It's been extremely contentious for truck drivers across the country. That in combination with the hours of service restrictions, it's essentially cutting out about 20% of the available workday for a truck driver and revenue opportunities. So,
this is like Big Brother for the truck drivers, right?
It's very much like Big Brother.
Right. What can they track?
Their compliance with the logbook. The intent is really to say. A lot of truck drivers are known for gaming the system. They've got a couple of different, logbooks, maybe, or they're fudging numbers and that kind of thing. Overwhelming vast majority of truck drivers are solid, good working, wonderful folks that are just trying to earn a living, doing a very tough job. And so with the government, it's really trying to say, well, we want to track where you are, how fast you're going, and they're really trying to prevent fatigue. So they're trying to mandate how people are sleeping, when they're driving, et cetera, which causes a lot of problems with how business actually gets done.
Right. So if you're a truck driver and you're 30 minutes away from home and you've run out of time, what do? Now, it used to be you get home and you figure that out on your logbook, but now you're stopping your truck, I guess.
Yeah, pulling off in the neighborhood. Same thing, whether you're home or out and delivering to a client. If you're all of a sudden caught in, bad traffic around Minneapolis, that completely eats up your time.
Or weather in Minneapolis.
Or weather in Minneapolis, right. Or both. It doesn't give drivers a whole lot of opportunity to control their destiny because of these requirements.
Are the time limits changing per day, or are they just?
The hours of service is really. It used to be they could drive up 14 hours a day on a max, and now that's been reduced to 10. So, very significant, and for. Most drivers and plans, this is a huge reduction. They're paid by the mile. I think with a lot of these new mandates, we're going to see some pretty interesting changes in how trucking is priced, because now miles aren't the only commodity. It's hours are more valuable than the miles driven. So I think we'll see, not right away, because it's going to take a big shift, but we're going to start seeing truckers charging by the hour. That's me pontificating and based on no factor evidence, right. But yeah.
Well, there's already a driver shortage, so what do you see, will be the impact of this increasing monitoring?
And I think there's a lot of folks that are just going to leave the industry, and there's been estimates from 7% to 20% on forecasting once this goes into effect. how many people are just going to say, forget this, I'm out.
Right. And some people are aging out of the workforce, but then you have up and comers and people that maybe have smarter devices today and are more tech savvy. But you could also see them just jailbreaking these devices to get around the system as well, right?
Yeah. And there's already evidence of a lot of folks gaming the system, even with the ELDs. And those are really going into, we've seen folks that have two different ELD devices attached, and they may have, it may be the same driver, but they can swap those out, and so it doesn't show that it's any violation. I mean, these are the same folks that would be gaming the system on the paper logbooks, but it gives them a lot more flexibility. So part of the intent for the government to say, no, we're going to track engine hours, we're going to do this. The software and these pucks and these devices that are in there aren't sophisticated enough to really isolate that individual driver. You can have multiple drivers attached to a vehicle. You know, vehicles are shared all the time in fleets and whatnot. So as they plug in, it can very wild, very wildly.
Actually. Yeah, I don't know if you remember in Ferris Bueller's Day Off at the end where they start to drive the car in reverse to get the miles off the engine. Do you think you see people doing that kind of thing? That's just a bad in a movie, right?
Yeah, it didn't work well for that either.
No, it didn't. But you can imagine how that impacts fleet management, right? So as you're even figuring out where your trucks are located, where your drivers are located, you know, how you're swapping them in and out.
Right. Now, this is the other side of the coin. So the technology part of me loves the idea of ELDs. My compassion for the driver doesn't. but for the technology piece of it, you've got better visibility on the road. You know exactly where the driver is, you know what they've loaded. And so you can envision, you know, if we look a few years to the future, those that really embrace this technology, they're able to say, you know what, I know where you picked up, I know where you're dropping off, and maybe along the way, you know what, you've got four pallet spaces, you're not being used. And I know that, and by the way, through this aggregation of data, you know, whether it's through Banyan or anyone else, we're able to have visibility that I've got a pickup, you know, that's 3 miles away from where you are right now and be able to pop it up to the trucker and say, hey, you want to throw another 4 pallets on the truck? Because I got a pickup right here and it's going within 5 miles from where you're headed.
Right.
Found money for the drivers, right? So there is a way that those really want to embrace and kind of do this for retailers, whatever. It's huge in terms of better visibility into where their product is for that St. Paddy's Day special. If it arrives on the 18th, well, that doesn't really help.
Right. Yeah. It's sort of like, you know, could you swap out the drivers in real time without slowing down the truck? Bad movie analogy again, that movie Speed, right? Like, you jump out, I'll jump on and switch your pucks out and never slow down.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, I was also reading within the industry, only 2 of 10 drivers today can get cleared either by, you know, federal rules, drug tests, background checks, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, that's also increased scrutiny in terms of the physical capabilities of a driver. And if you're a long haul truck driver, and you go in to get your physical, if the doctor doesn't pass you, you lose your license that day. It's immediate. And for these folks that, you know, they've signed on for, you know, truck payments and, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in liability, and this is their revenue, and they go into a doctor's appointment, and they're all of a sudden you're out of business. So, yeah, that's the background checks is another issue, but the health status of the drivers is a real big concern, because let's face it, truck stop food has gotten better, but you're still sitting down in a cab and eating some wonderful greasy food.
Yeah, whatever you can fit in, right?
right. Now that's fun. So I think there's a lot of challenges with ELD, and there's a lot of promise and opportunity. The transition is not going to be pretty. I don't think law enforcement's ready to you know, be able to get the devices, read all the different varieties of the devices, you know, how are they citing it, understanding that all the gamification is going to happen with the drivers, trying to figure out how to get around it. I think the hours of service rules will be modified. I think they have to be just to be practical.
Well, certainly there were lots of protests we were seeing in the last year.
Absolutely.
Especially on Capitol Hill, mm-hmm. you know, truck drivers honking horns wherever they could just to be known, right?
Yeah, and get that visibility. But, you know, it didn't slow down the legislation at all. Right. And they're like, yeah, no.
Well, you just sort of wait for the convoy protests to start, right?
Right?
Slow
right.
all the roads down.
Yes. So look for December 18th.
Yeah, right. You can see that.
Yeah, be interesting.
There's a good prediction.
Right. Well, I haven't heard anything. There's no scuttlebutt on the street yet, but that'll be interesting. And I think it's going to be a real challenge for the drivers, and I think there's real promise and opportunity on how that – now that you have the tech in the vehicle, how it can be used and leveraged. And so I think there's some real advantages that can come out of it. Super hard on the drivers. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, right. Next thing you know, they'll be having to wear vests and hats and cameras.
Right. Oh, yeah, they already have all kinds of cameras pointing at the drivers, and they've got cameras that are pointing outside of the trucks. But driver safety records are so critically important, and most of the accidents with the truck drivers are because a car is cutting them off, or, you know, it's most of the time if they're involved in an accident, it's very likely other people's fault, unfortunately that driver gets dinged because they were in an accident, whether it's their fault or not.
Right.
That's
It's like sailing. The bigger boat always, or the smaller boat always has the right of way, right? Except the exact opposite here. Safety first.
Right, right. No, that's it, exactly. So it'll be interesting to see how it comes out, how it evolves, both from technology and from the legislation. But I think it'll be fun to watch how it all unfolds. So stay tuned. But I think the initial intent of trying to have a system that can't be modified and changed has already been disproven. So,
right.
So it's just changed the rules and made it a little bit more difficult for everybody. So we'll see what happens next. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day.